everybody. This is Justin Michael Williams with Motivation for Black People, giving you trusted guidance to make your life better. And in a time when everything that we thought was secure has become uncertain, my guest today, Coya Webb, helps us understand why having purpose-driven passive streams of income is more important now than ever. And I know you're feeling this. It needs no explanation, okay? And the question that we explored in this session of the Woke Lab, which you'll be listening into right now, live, is what is your biggest fear when it comes to stepping to your purpose? And Coya, in this episode, is going to help us break past them. And right now, what you're going to be listening to is an episode of a live series that I did with several luminaries and thought leaders that are paving the way around the world called The Woke Lab. And it was a live session on Zoom. So if you feel called to watch the video session for this episode right now or any of our other Woke Lab sessions that you're listening to the recording to on the podcast, just go to justinmichaelwilliams.com/thewokelab. That's justinmichaelwilliams.com/thewokelab, and you can watch the video version of this dynamic conversation. Without further ado, here is Coya Webb talking about purpose and passive streams of income. Enjoy. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our second ever session of The Woke Lab. And I am so excited and so honored, really honored, to have you here, whether you're listening to this on the recording or later. And for all of you who are here live, The Woke Lab, I want to say one thing to everybody right now. The Woke Lab and the fact that you're here right now, with everything going on in the world today, if you've been watching the news at all today, I'm sure you've seen, you know, everything that is going on in our world with police violence and all of it. I'm just going to say all of it. And what I want to say that is so revolutionary about this and about this incredible community that we are building, this conscious community that we are building, is that we are all here together. There's different races, different identities, different genders, different ages. In our last group, we had a young kid who just was in college that was 21, all the way up to people in their 70s. And what's so beautiful about this is in the Woke Lab, this is not just a moment for you to listen to me and my special guest, Coya, talk. We're gonna talk, we're gonna give inspiration, but the whole purpose of this lab-like experience is that we're gonna break out into breakout groups. And we're going to discuss and have conversation about topics that we don't normally get to discuss. And you're going to interface with each other, with different people. And then we're going to come back to the group and find new solutions together. Because the answers, as we're all learning, as we're learning to decolonize our wellness practices and decolonize our spiritual practices, we're learning that the answers don't come from this top-down thing where here's Justin and Coya with all the answers. Sure, we have some experience. Sure, we have some things to share. But all we're here to do is open up the answers that are within you. And when we do that all together and we come back and share, it's much more than anything that any of us could do on our own. So I just want to welcome all of you and thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. And you know how I always say, we rise together. And that's really what's so revolutionary about the rainbow that is this community and this group that I'm so proud to be a part of with you. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to a very, very special person in my life and a very special guest that we have here today, Coya Webb. Coya, I'm going to unmute you just so you can say hello and people can see your face for a second. There you go. Say hi, Coya.
Thank you so much, Justin. And hi, everyone. It's such an honor to be here. And we will rise together. And I'm happy we're doing this together. You know, I love you like a brother. And I appreciate all that you're creating and pouring into the community. And yes, we are facing a lot, which I know we're going to get into. But at the end of the day, I hope everyone on this call feels empowered and know that together we'll rise.
Yes, and this is it, and this is what it's all about. And today's topic is, I love that every single day of the Woke Lab, we have such different interesting topics to get into. And today's topic is purpose and passive streams of income. Now, I don't know about y'all, but we could all use some passive streams of income right now, I think, right? Given the state of the world. And also knowing, as we are seeing this dramatic reorganization and reprioritization and disruption of our lives, that when things come back together, when the world is not in the hysteria of COVID as it is, I'm not saying when the world comes back to normal, because the new normal, you guys know that, but when the world goes in out of this state of hysteria, it's going to be completely different than it was before we started. When the world is in its state post-COVID, whatever that means, everything's going to be different. And if we have not taken this time to reprioritize our lives and ourselves, given this disruption, then we're going to be a hot mess afterwards, because we're going to be trying to go back to these old lives, and the world that these old lives were in doesn't exist anymore. It's going to be a very different place. And so Koya is here today to guide us through this beautiful process of helping us understand, first of all, what the hell is our purpose? What does this word even mean? It's something that we throw around in the spiritual community, in the wellness community all the time. Find your purpose. What's your purpose? Find your purpose. We throw it around all the time. What does it actually mean? How do you get about the business of stepping into it? What about the fears that come up as it relates to purpose, which is a huge topic that we need to get into? And then we're going to also talk about some different passive streams of income. And Koya and I are even going to open up and talk about some of the passive streams of income that we have ourselves. And so to formally introduce you to this magical, amazing woman, I'm going to just show you something on my screen right now. This is Koya's incredible book that came out last year called Let Your Fears Make You Fierce, How to Turn Common Obstacles into Seeds for Growth. And I had the absolute blessing of being able to go to the early launch of this book and getting able to read the book, and how incredible it is that Koya guides us through our fears so that we can step into our purpose, not trying to avoid them, not trying to sidestep them, but learning on how our fears themselves can actually help make us stronger or fierce, using the words of Koya. So Koya, welcome. Thank you for being here. And you know, the way that I want to start with you today is really around this concept of our fears and the title of your book. And when you talk about this, like, let your fears make you fierce, which I know is catchy, but we get how deep that point is. Why do you think it's so important that we actually address and understand our fears as it relates to the concept and the topic of purpose?
Wow. You've said so much that just sparked my heart space. And I think the number one thing is that just a lot of people feel like they're still trying to find their purpose. And I want to start with, right now, everyone just being here in this meeting, you're on purpose. Because so whatever sparks you to be here, you're there. So you're on purpose right now. And we all have a collective purpose to love and be loved. So think about where you are in your life right now. Where are you loving, and where are you allowing yourself to be loved? Because if we're always grasping and not acknowledging how we are whole and complete and enough in and of ourselves right here, right now, then we're starting behind the starting line. But if you want to start on the starting line, acknowledge right now you are on purpose, because you're alive and because you're breathing and because you chose to be here at this time. And that's empowerment. And every day we have to wake up and say, I am alive, I am on purpose, and ask that we be divinely guided with what the day is supposed to bring. So when I talk about purpose, I start with empowerment. I start with letting myself know, no matter what's happened, no matter what I've seen on the news, no matter what has triggered me, traumatized me, or made me upset, I'm on purpose, and there is something that I can do about it. Because I feel like a lot of times we get disempowered, especially we all have to stay in our homes, we all have to wear a mask, we all, you know, and it's very disempowering. And, you know, as a country, we're being gaslit, like all these things happening, and it's like slowly turning down the light, you know? So starting at the place of we are on purpose, and all we have to do is start from that space and move forward, then we can start from a place of love. We can start from a place of collective purpose. And then during these days that we have to reflect and restore, what I share in my book is ways we can mentally, spiritually, and physically empower ourselves and learn, why is my soul here and what can I do to make a difference in the world? So that's where we start, with empowerment and knowing that you are valuable and that you're enough. And from that, the more we just start to love ourselves, to be honest, the more that we can put forward in the world.
So you know what I love about this, Koya? I love that what you're saying is we're not broken, right? Like, we are not broken. Yes, we may have things we need to heal. Yes, there may be things in our lives we're trying to grow and fix or change, but we are not coming from this place where we're at this deficit that we need to fix something before we can step into our purpose. And that's something that I hear so many people saying all the time. It's like, once I do this, then I'm going to step into my purpose. Once I do that, once I get this money, once my body's like this, once blah, 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 right? Like, once this, then we step into our purpose. And what you're saying is that no. It starts right here, right now, and from this place of empowerment. And even though I'm wanting to grow, and even though I'm wanting to expand and change and evolve, I can step fully into my purpose now.
Right now.
This is beautiful.
And it's all about realizing your power, because a lot of times we give our power to someone else or say, oh, this person has power for me. And that is never true. And it will never be true. And I wasn't able to understand my value until I stopped giving my power away and allowing other people to control. And now I look within, I talk with spirit, I talk with God, and I'm divinely guided on what my path should be. And that's what I teach people in my yoga teacher trainings. That's what I teach in my book, how we can balance our energy centers, balance our chakras, and understand that those limiting beliefs of I'm too old, I'm too young, I don't have enough resources, all those things, they're just stories. I was cleaning houses with my grandparents growing up. I was scrubbing the tread of windows with a toothbrush and cleaning toilets. But you know what? That work like humbled me, because I'm like, once my grandparents got finished with that house and once we got finished, they were so proud and looked at this filthy house to start out. And then afterwards it's gleaming, and their joy out of transforming a house from completely filthy to sparkling clean, it brought them so much joy. And from going from that place of not having and much, and then growing and seeing that it doesn't matter how much you have or you don't have, it matters if you're on purpose and you feel good about what you're doing. So we're about to share some things, but you have to decide. And that's what we're going to start off with, what feels in alignment with you right now. And I hope you guys have pen and paper, because writing down this step of mindfully moving forward starts with acknowledgement. Where are you right now? And what do you feel like is calling on your soul? What is keeping you up at night? What is it that you're passionate about? And asking yourself those reflecting questions are going to help align you with your soul purpose.
I love this, Koya. I love this so much. And I think one of the things that you said that I just want to like anchor into a little bit more is you kind of skirted by it, which I thought was real cute, because I know how you know how important this is. But the idea that the wellness practices, like the meditation and the movement and the eating and the being healthy and keeping your mind in the right place, is so essential to us being able to fulfill our purpose and being a vessel for our purpose. Because if we're not in a space where we're taking care of our entire well-being, then we're not actually able to stay in alignment and step fully into the purpose that we have, because our vessel is cloudy in some way, whether it's physical or mental or emotional. And that's not saying that we don't have emotional ups and downs, that we have to be 100% on point all the time, but that we are at least taking care of ourselves. And I think that that's such an essential piece of the puzzle that I want you to speak to a little bit more.
100%. I'm glad you pulled that out, because until I learned how to take care of myself mentally, spiritually, and physically, I wasn't in alignment with my goals and dreams. So I would say I want all these things, but I wasn't vibrating in that abundant energy. The energy of abundance is real. When this whole pandemic happened, people were like, wow, you're doing a lot, because I was doing lives every day, but it felt in alignment. And now, and I was like, I want to keep my team of 10 women that are working together to spread health and wellness. And I didn't know how. And everyone was advising me, oh, you need to cut now. You need to cut your team. You need to do this. You need to do that. But something in my soul was like, no, we can, we are good. We're solid. We're going to rise through this recession. And I was fierce in it. And something in my soul said, you're good. And I stuck with it. And, you know, I was a little bit, I wasn't nervous. I was excited, because I was like, okay, I know with my energy, I can do anything, because I have the energy of abundance. So I just start pouring into the community, videos every day, sound here, and I just start pouring my heart and my soul. And recently, and it took March, April, now we're in May, and I'm starting to see the fruits of that abundant energy that I put out, not just, you know, sitting and feeling like a victim. And one of the chapters in my book is, I'm not a victim, I'm a creator. And one of the things that I was doing every day is mentally getting myself in a healthy place. So mentally, you have to know you are enough, that you can do it, you can get through it. You have to start knowing that it's possible. Because after all these tips we give you, if you don't think it's possible, like, ooh, I don't know, then you're not even setting yourself up for success. If you're like, you know what? If they can do it, I can do it. If anyone else can do it, I can do it. If you start with, okay, this is possible, that's the starting place. And then physically, you have to have stamina. And we got all this time at home. There's so many free workouts on the internet. I got plenty all over YouTube and Facebook, everywhere. So making sure our body, our energy channels are real. If you're not well, if your body is fatigued or hurting, you're not going to be able to circulate that abundance towards the work you need to do in the world. So making sure you're getting 6 to 8 hours of sleep, making sure you're eating plant-based, so eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, and superfoods that give you the best energy is really important. And hey, I know it's, I mean, I eat cake and ice cream too, but mostly I'm eating fruits, vegetables, nuts and seeds, and being very mindful of what I'm eating, right? And then physically, and then spiritually, connecting through meditation every day so that you can get that divine guidance. Yeah. Because you can be doing all the physical stuff, but if you're not tuning in to see, okay, now how should I move? Then you also might be healthy, but not guided.
Yeah. And this is why all the pillars, you know, of wellness are so important beyond what they seem like they're for. So people always ask me, you know, like, okay, yes, of course I exercise and work out because I like the direct feedback of it having an effect on my physical appearance. Of course. But for me more, I know that if I don't exercise, I'm not actually a clear vessel to do my writing and do my work and do all this. I feel that, and then you guys know, you feel this stuff differently. And so the question that I always ask, I try to ask this as much as possible with what I'm choosing to eat often. And to be honest, I ate some cake yesterday, y'all, some birthday cake. It was like a little sprinkle confetti cake, but it was so good. But still, to ask yourself consistently, if I was prioritizing my connection with spirit, what would I do? If that was my priority, what would I choose to do? Would I exercise? Would I be eating this? Would I be sleeping? Would I be doing that? Where is my actual priority? You know, and I think this is such an important topic. One of the things that I'd love to do right now, Koya, with the group, just because we're talking about starting from an empowered place, is I want to invite everybody to write something in the chat box for me. So we're going to start actually by doing what Koya said and just going within for a moment. So if you're willing, wherever you are, I invite you, this will just be a 1 minute thing, just to close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing so, and place one hand over your heart and then the other hand on top of that. And make sure your hands are not up at your neck and your throat, but really down in the heart space, the center of the heart. And then on the count of three, I'd like you to exhale everything out of your system through your nose. 1, 2, 3. Exhale everything out through the nose all the way to empty. And then slowly, to my count of six, inhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold it out for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold it out for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now just breathe normally, feeling into your heart space. And I want you to think of one thing right now, one thing that you have to be proud of yourself for during this quarantine or during this pandemic. One thing that you might be proud of yourself for, or that you might celebrate yourself for, and just trust the first thing that arises. It doesn't have to be a big deal. There can be several things if you want. No big rule here. And then just whisper to yourself, thank you, thank you, thank you for showing up for yourself in big and small ways. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then just noticing the energetic shift in your body as you align with that moment of seeing when you have shown up for yourself, when you have been empowered. And I'd like you to stay in this soft energetic space. And I'd love for everybody to type two things into the chat box: where you're from, where you're calling in from today, and the one thing, or more things if you want, that you have to celebrate yourself for today, or that you're proud of yourself for during this pandemic. And we want to see that come through, because to really feel this sense of empowerment before we dig into more of this practice right now. So let's see what we have going on here. Ah, beautiful, here they come. Chicago, getting through the day. Koya, do you see these coming in too?
Yes.
Do you want to read some with me?
Singapore, prioritizing time with family. So beautiful.
Los Angeles, being available to growth.
Bay Area, I'm proud of myself for reading 10 books since Shelter Woo! In Place. Congratulations.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Who was that? I don't see that on mine. Right. Oh yeah, okay, Jenna, that is fantastic. Wow, mm-hmm. Congratulations, Jenna. New Jersey, watering seeds of joy. Yes, Susan, that's amazing. Annette, staying present on about 15 Zooms a week for work and still working on me, from Livermore. Yes, Annette, that's amazing. Perfect.
Wow. Alafia, starting my podcast and using my voice as a means to help others walk in their purpose, from San Diego.
Beautiful. Mel, I love this in all caps. Not gaining a significant amount of weight. That is a win. That is a win during COVID. And let's get one more, Koya. This is beautiful.
I love this. Amanda, taking each day one day at a time. That was a perfect one to end on. Yeah.
And I invite all of you to just scroll through the chat box and read what this is. But it's so wonderful to just name these things, these ways that we have shown up for ourselves and the ways that we are empowered. And you know, one of the things that Koya said that I think is so important, that it, you know, aligns with something that I say often, those of you who've read my book or been in my community, is around the vibration and the alignment. And Koya, I want to talk about this a little bit more, because one of the things that I always say is you don't get what you want in life, you get what you are. You don't get what you want in life, you get what you are. And so we have to align ourselves in vibration, right, in action. And so when we say things like this, Koya, like we need to align our vibration, what does that actually mean? You know, like, what does that mean on a practical level? Because one of those words that we throw, you know, so what does that mean?
Right. Aligning your vibration. I mean, we talk about the energy of abundance, and we're all energetic beings, right? We all are breathing. The fact that you have the breath of life is proof you have power. I also feel like breath is spirit. When we come on this earthly plane, we have breath. When we leave, we don't. So we can use our breath to center in and connect with our own spiritual purpose. And I feel like when you are lifting your vibration, you are doing all the things that are in alignment with your soul's purpose. So you're eating the things that are optimal for your body, your speech, your music, everything you're doing. And it's not about perfection, but the more that you do that is in alignment with your purpose, the closer you're going to get to your purpose. And the more that you're doing the stage left or a detour from your purpose, again, you're moving away from your purpose. So your purpose doesn't change. You change and shift, and you might weave in and weave out, and some people are straight on, but our purpose is always there. The way to the purpose is always there, and it's really going to take us cultivating that energy in many ways, especially when we meet trauma. And let your fears make you fierce. I share some of the trauma that I've been through, and realizing that we can't be that victim. It's important for us to acknowledge the pain, acknowledge the lives that have been lost at this time, acknowledging the people that are struggling right now, and realizing if we have any energy left, using that energy to vibrate higher, it's our purpose. And every day we wake up and take it one day at a time and say, you know what? What can I do today to elevate, to raise my vibration? So that might be dancing. And I would tell everyone, I call this filling your low bank. Write down 5 things that bring you joy. Mine is dancing, singing, talking to my family back home. So just write down 5 things right now. And in the book, I talk about the love bank, and I talk about how when you are feeling down and you are feeling triggered by something that you saw in the news or maybe something that happened in your family or your relationship, then go to your love bank and pull out something that brings you joy and just do it. Dance, sing, write, call someone who loves you, because that's how you lift your vibration. It's normal. We're not going to be at an all-time high. That's not the human experience. You know, even if people post that on social media, It's ups and downs, and we've all had the roller coaster emotion of this pandemic. So we can just acknowledge it. Like, it's dark sometimes, it sucks sometimes, and just acknowledgement is the first step. And then doing things to get your vibration back up when you've been hit or when you feel like, you know what, I'm having a dark day. And just allowing yourself to process it, I think, is the most important part. And then deciding, okay, I've had my stage of grief, of mourning, of doing whatever I have to do, the process. I also do breath work. And I think using the breath is also a way to clear energy channels, breath work, dancing, singing, and then decide what am I going to do about it? So the third step of living mindfully is setting an intention of, okay.
What was the first and the second step? Hold on.
So the first step is acknowledge that, you know what, this sucks. Cool. And it's not fun. And then step number 2 is processing it in a way, whether it be pulling something from your love bank or doing breath work or doing yoga or whatever you like to do, doing something that is going to raise your vibration. Yes. And then step number 3 is set your intention. Okay, if not this, then what? If this is not working, what will work, right? And then after you set your intention, take action. And all that looks like is whatever you can do each day, take steps in that direction, take energy. And that way you're putting deposits in your bank. You're putting deposits in what's alignment with your soul. But if you get caught up every single day addressing what's harming you, victimizing yourself again and again and again with this trauma, then it's going to be hard to do something about it, because you have to start healing on that wound every single day. You have to cover it up. You got to give it some love. That way you can move forward.
This is beautiful. Oh my gosh, this is great. And you know what? Okay, there's like 10 thoughts that want to come out of my mouth all at the same time. So I'm like, all right, y'all, one at a time. So the way that I feel about this is I'm first thinking about, with you, Koya, a process that I went through this morning. when I saw, you know, the news about the African-American man, George, who was murdered by the police today. And it took me like an hour to recover, but was so good as I have. And I love this name of it, the Love Bank. I'm going to rename the folder in my notes in my iPhone this, because I have a list of things that I need to do to elevate my vibe. Because when I get hit with the trauma, or when I get hit with the stuff, I forget that I have tools. It's like, I don't even know what tools, right? We all forget, like, oh my God, like we actually have a toolbox right here, but we can't remember when we're stuck in the trauma. So I have a list in my phone, and I know when I'm stuck in that space, the one thing that I'll usually remember to do is like, oh yeah, go to the list, go to the list, go to the list. And some of it is like so one thing on my list is to grab Oprah's Super Soul Sunday book and just start reading it, because that's going to elevate my vibe. Another thing is I love to just, not because I do this like professionally, but I like writing poetry. And so poetry, but the poetry about what I'm feeling. So not to run away from it, but to process it. And I ended up writing a poem today that I ended up sharing on social media today. And that was something that came from which now I'll use thanks to you, Koya, is my love bank. And it's so beautiful, because then the intention that I set was literally after that, I said, okay, I'm putting this poem out. My intention is, because one of my purposes is to make sure that we're all coming together and people know that we're not alone and that we can rise up and find empowerment in all of this. And so that was why I shared the poem, you know, and then we move forward. But one of the things that you're saying reminds me of this Michael Singer quote that I love. I've been quoting it a ton lately. And it says, no solution can possibly exist when you're lost in the energy of the problem. Mm. No solution can possibly exist when you're lost in the energy of the problem. So that doesn't mean pretend the problem isn't happening. It means get yourself into the energy of the solution and act from there. Because everything that you're doing when you're acting from that triggered state is not going to take you to the solution. It's just going to take you to something you need to fix, more that you need to fix. So Koya, I really appreciate you taking us straight into that and giving us that four-step process: acknowledge, process, intention, and action, those four steps. And so Koya, I want to dig into this purpose topic a little bit more before we go into our breakout groups. So when you're talking about the word purpose, what do you mean? What do we mean when we're talking about purpose? Like, do we have one purpose? Do we have many purposes? Do our purposes change? How do we get about finding our purpose? What's the stance that you take on this?
I love that question, because I feel like it is individual for each different purpose you have. And I do believe you can have many purposes. I feel like our collective purpose is to love and be loved. And a quote that came out for me when you were speaking is, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that.
Light can do that.
Right, from Martin Luther King Jr. And what we have to remember is that if we go back to love and being loved, because sometimes the world can be so big and the problems are so massive, it can be overwhelming. But in your space, whether you're by yourself, or whether you have family, just focusing on loving yourself first. And that's the love bank, right? You go into your love bank, you have to pour into yourself and not looking for it outside. That's first and foremost. And then how can you love others? So my company is Get Loved Up. Love yourself, love others, love the world in that order. Some people exhaust themselves because they're trying to love the world so hard and do it so right that they are exhausting. They're forgetting, oh, I need to sleep 6 to 8 hours. I need to eat the food that we were talking about earlier. They forget to love themselves. So the biggest purpose is loving and being loved. And that starts with self-love. And then from that place, you start to have things that you're passionate about. And everyone's passionate about something different. When you sit in meditation, that beautiful breath work that you gave us and just that time, things that are you're meant to do, it comes to you. So it's not on social media. It's not on the latest blog. It is really about when you close your eyes and when you connect with your breath, what comes up? Mm.
what comes up. And if you stop looking outside for the answers and your purpose, and you start looking inside, that's when you'll find it. That's when you'll find it. And it's so many, once you find it, it's so many ways it can be expressed. So for me, when I started out, I did everything. I just want to make people feel good, but I didn't know if I was going to be a teacher or a doctor or a nurse or what. I just didn't like seeing people in pain. And I interviewed a physical therapist, and they were making good money, but not spending time with their family. Then I interviewed a social worker, and they were helping the community, but they weren't really making ends meet. And the first person that I interviewed that was like feeling balanced in their life was a personal trainer. And the personal trainer's like, I make decent living and I'm helping people. I have time with my family. I make my own hours. I'm like, that's what I want to do. And that's not what I'm doing now, but I am teaching. So it evolved from that. So we don't have to have this grand big vision. I feel like we can just start small with acknowledgement of loving and being loved, loving ourselves, taking care of ourselves, and spending time in meditation so that our path is guided and doing the things that we like. I remember I acted a little bit, I sang a little bit, we wrote a song together. I did all these things that brought me joy until I realized, oh, I am a wellness entrepreneur. Every time I do something that has to do with wellness, I light up, I'm on fire, I have boundless amounts of energy. And so when you realize what you would do if you didn't get paid for it, what keeps your soul on fire, that has some potential to bring you passive streams of income, you know? And I feel like when we get into that, it's all about how you work it. But I think the most important thing that I want to get through is you have to be doing things to set your soul on fire.
This is amazing. This is so important. Ah, okay. So two things that you're covering. You just have every time you speak, Koi, it inspires so much in me that I just like start wanting to burst. So thank you. And, you know, so a couple things. The first thing that you said, I'm like talking with spirit, like y'all slow down. Like I'm trying to get this all out to everybody at the same time. So the first thing that is so important is that your purpose is not a job title. This is so important, you guys. If you take anything that I say today, please take that. Your purpose is not a job title. Your purpose is not to be a trainer or an entrepreneur or an artist or a dancer or a singer or any of that stuff. Those are all job titles. Those are all ways through which you express your purpose. And I think this is one of the things that so many people get stuck trying to find their purpose, because they think that they're supposed to find this job title. Yes, type it in the chat box so we all remember it. Your purpose is not a job title, you know? And so, and by the way, you guys in the chat box, feel free if you guys wanna talk to each other and chat while we're talking, it's not rude. Feel free to have sidebars with each other here. It's a beautiful thing for you guys to connect. And so when we think about it this way, like Koya was saying, it's what lights her up, what lights you up. And one of the things that I love that Elizabeth Gilbert says, and what I'll never forget when I first learned this from her, God, like a decade ago, it feels like, was the way that you get to your purpose is by following the breadcrumbs of the things that you're interested in and the things that light you up. Because purpose is automatically something that lights you up. So if you're not doing something that lights you up, you're not going to find your purpose because you're not even walking in that direction. And so it doesn't mean because you like salsa dancing that you have to quit your life and become a salsa dancer. It means that you should be salsa dancing because that road that you're on, because salsa lights you up, is going to lead you towards understanding what your purpose is more, because again, you're putting yourself in the energy and the vibration of the solution, right? So this is where it all connects. You're putting yourself in that energy. And so Koya, I just love this. And so I think as you guys are thinking about what your purpose is, I want you to really take what Koya said to heart here, is that it can show up in a lot of different ways in your life. It can show up by your parenting. It could show up in your work. It can show up in the way you show up for other people and one another. And it doesn't necessarily have to be this one specific job title, but it's the thing that's being expressed through you through those jobs. So Koya, before we go into the breakout rooms, you know, one of the things that I wanna do is talk about fear. Because I think that's the number one thing that stops us from stepping into our purpose or even understanding what it could possibly be in the first place is fear. So can we talk directly about fear and how that blocks us from stepping into our purpose?
100%. I mean, we all know the acronym. Fear is false evidence appearing real. But what's beautiful, when I started looking at fear as my friend, I empowered myself again. So fear is your friend showing you places within yourself that need more love, showing you places within the world that need more love. So all this stuff we're seeing, there are places that need our attention, our love, and our affection. And when you do the things that bring you joy and you raise your vibration and you take care of yourself, you have all this opportunity to pour into those places. So now I look at fear as my friend. And whenever I find fear, I'm like, all right, fear, what are you trying to show me? What are you trying to tell me? Where do I need more love? And now I have this healthy relationship with my fears and I acknowledge them. Just like I started, we go back to the front. I acknowledge, okay, I'm scared. I'm nervous. I'm uncertain right now. Okay. How can I process this? What do I need to do to raise my vibration? I got my music. I love spending time in nature. I went hiking this weekend. I do those things. And now, what can I do? What one thing can I do today that's going to move me forward in alignment with love? What's one thing that I can do to pour love into that place where I'm feeling the fear?
Do you guys feel that? I saw all the head nods, right? I felt that, Koya. And, you know, one of the things that I think is really important to name here that I think is a fear that comes up for a lot of people, especially as we're talking about a topic like purpose and passive streams of income, is a lot of people think that to be living with purpose, that you need to be working in your purpose. Like if your job is not your life purpose, then you're doing something wrong. And I just want to free you guys of saying like, that's bullshit. Like, it's not true. This is one of the things that I think with the advancement of the self-help and like the motivational world, and you seeing all these people on Instagram, like I'm living my dream and I'm making six figures doing it, you know, like all that kind of junk. Like it makes us feel like, well, if I work at the bank, how's that work? You know, how does my life purpose have to do with anything? And what I think is so important to name is that living a purposeful life, going with that job title thing, simply means that you have your passion and your purpose integrated and it's showing up in your life. And so if, for example, you feel like one of the things that you love to do is express yourself through dance, we're not suggesting right now that you have to literally like quit your job at whatever you're doing and like become a dance teacher or become a dance, you know, try to move to Los Angeles and go on tour with Britney Spears or something, as if Britney Spears is not on tour. But anyways, but you know, that's not what we're suggesting. But what we are suggesting is that you do start to express your purpose through dance in your life, whether that's at a local dance meetup or a weekly class. Or if you want to start, which I love around this passive streams of income, start looking at, okay, I work at the bank or I work here and I'm not trying to blow up my whole life and leave and quit everything. But how can I add an additional revenue stream in my life that is aligned with my purpose? Even if it's something small, even if it's 10% of your income, 10% could be cute. You know what I mean? Depending on what it is. And so maybe it is in your local community, you're teaching dance classes to kids once a week. You know, or maybe it's whatever, like there's so many ways that it can show up. And so I don't want to, I remember it feeling very oppressive to feel as though if I was not working and making my full-time living on my purpose, then I was failing. And that is not true. You have to release that completely and just start stepping in and incorporating purpose into your life. And then you'll start to see and feel how it can show up in other places. I'm thinking of this story of this young man who took one of my master classes, and he knew his purpose was singing, but he worked at Starbucks. And one day he came to class literally and he goes, Justin, you're not going to believe like what happened, because he started, when we were trying to unlock his purpose, he started first going to take choir, like to be in a choir class at the local community college and just wake up his voice, because he was only singing in the shower. Then he comes to me, goes, Justin, it's almost Christmas time. And what I'm going to be doing at Starbucks for the next month is, for the first hour of my shift, I'm singing Christmas carols outside of the store. And like, you see how, because he stepped into his purpose, now he brought the purpose to his Starbucks barista job, you know? And like, this is what we have the opportunity to do in so many different areas of our lives. So what we want to do now is go into this breakout room using all the beautiful lessons that Koya has brought to us today, and specifically talking about fear. And what we want to do is, we're going to send you into your breakout rooms and you're going to discuss, it's a very simple question. I wrote it down exactly how I want to say it, so I'm going to read it. What is your biggest fear when it comes to stepping into your purpose? What's your biggest fear? And what we're going to do in these breakout rooms, I want to be very specific of the purpose of this, is to do what Koya said in the beginning, is that acknowledgement phase. Koya's first step, acknowledgement. This is about awareness and about naming it. Because sometimes the fear is so stuffed down and we feel like we're the only one who has this fear. And it could be something, you might know exactly what the fear is, or your fear might be, I'm just so confused, I don't even know where to start. So don't feel like you have to have this dramatic answer. Just talk from your heart. And here's our little rules, okay, for our breakout rooms. Rule number one is, it's not your job to be the therapist or fix anybody. What we're doing in these breakout rooms is, we are listening and holding space for one another to express our fears fully and be held in this loving space with one another. And so one of the things that we do in my community, anytime that you hear somebody or see somebody say something that you resonate with, or that you feel, or you're like, yes, I feel you, is we rub your hands together like this. Okay, this is our, you guys can all try it. This is our, yeah, girl, I feel, this is the hallelujah, yes, this is that, okay? And so you do that, that's how you're giving somebody the acknowledgement of like, I feel you. So we'll do that. And when it's your turn to speak, you'll speak, you'll say what you have to say. And when other people respond, the response doesn't need to be trying to fix them. But what you might respond is, wow, like through an empathetic place. I feel the same way. I used to feel the same way. I understand you. This is how we're showing up for each other, not to fix each other, to show that we're there in support and we understand. So this is how the breakout rooms are gonna go. You guys are gonna have, you're gonna be with about four people in each group, and you're gonna have 2 minutes each to talk. And we're doing it structured this way on purpose, so everyone has time to talk. So 2 minutes each to talk. You're gonna be keeping track of the time in your own rooms, watching the 2 minutes. Don't be that person who takes up all the time. Don't do it, okay? Don't be that person. Nobody likes that person.
And also, don't run away from this part, because I have an amazing giveaway for the people that stay to the end. So I know it might be scary and some people might wanna check out, but I am going to do an amazing giveaway for you guys just for showing up tonight. So yes, don't be a part of it. Breathe into it. Lean into it.
Lean in. And 2 minutes, right? And so what's going to happen is, that's going to take you to about 8 minutes or 10 minutes. And we're going to be in the breakout groups for about 13 minutes. And then the last 4 or 5 minutes, whatever you guys have left over, maybe it'll be more than that if you talk for less than 2 minutes. That's where you open up for discussion. Okay? So that's where you guys open up the group. Once everyone has had a chance to speak, then everyone opens up for discussion to talk about what came up in the collective group. So there's not this talk, respond. Everyone speaks like you have a talking stick. And then once that happens, and you have all the time till the end to respond. You guys got it? Clear? Can I get a thumbs up if we understand? Perfect. So Koya, anything you want to share before we go into the breakout rooms?
Just be vulnerable, you know, because everyone here is scared. And be authentic and let it out, because this is the acknowledgement phase. And in order to get to all the other phases of intention and living in your power and person, you first have to start with acknowledgement. And one of the biggest things that I had on my biggest fear, even after I wrote the book, was I still feel like I wasn't enough. I still feel like, oh yeah, I did that, but
someone's like, is your book in Barnes and Noble? I'm like, I don't know. I don't think it would be there. Why not? And it ended up that it was in there. But I've still felt this sense of unworthiness, and I had to breathe into that. So don't be afraid to acknowledge, even if you have made it a long way, if there's still some residual fear in there. And just the more you can release and share, the more you can stand into your power.
That's beautiful, Koya. And we all have it. Every single one of us, we all have it, including me, all of us. So yes, thank you. Ever you see him go out, you see him giving you the love. This is what we do. So we're going to break you into the rooms. If you see a timer on your breakout rooms, I'm trying to figure this out. If you see a timer in the room that says 3 minutes and it's counting you down, ignore that. I'm going to give you guys about 14 minutes. So we're going to come out right now. It's 6:56. We're going to come out at 7:10. Okay. So 7:10 Pacific time. So whatever that is in your time zone. If it gives you any other countdown, don't worry. Don't pay attention to it. I'll close out the rooms when they come. So 2 minutes each, naming your biggest fear as it relates to stepping into your purpose. Each person goes for 2 minutes. Then everyone talks at the end. And the person with the most colorful background is the one who goes first. That's how we're going to do that. All right. Person with the most colorful background is the one that goes first. So about to open up these rooms, and you guys will be sent into your rooms in just a moment, and you might have to accept the position as well. Okay, 1, 2, 3, here we go.
My primary fear right now is just because there's so many options in the world, it's just deciphering what, and I know I'll eventually, my path of life will lead me to this specific journey or goal. Purpose that I need to get to, but yeah, it's just finding it.
So the fear is around, because there's so many options, not being able to find the path.
To decipher, like which way to go.
Yeah, Koi, anything you want to say to that in response?
Absolutely. I feel like that's very valid. And what we were speaking about earlier is do those things. Lean into those things. Don't worry about if it's the thing. Just do all the things that bring you joy. You do have to have discernment, and you do have to balance your schedule. But right now, if all of them are at a 10 for you, then do a little bit towards all of them each day, or maybe 3 times a week you do one thing. And another time a week, again, it's not about a title. It's about doing a little bit of all of the things. Now, one thing is going to, on its own, rise to the top. And that's what's going to start bringing you the abundance. And the more that whichever one of those things starts rising to the top, that's what you start to pour more energy and intention. But it's okay to do all the things. Just do a little bit. And eventually, what's in divine alignment for you, it will show itself. It will stand up and be like, it's me, honey. It's me, okay?
That's beautiful. So, people, I see people doing the thing here. And, you know, I just want to name in the chat box how everybody's saying, one of the beautiful things that I love that I'm hearing you guys saying is, I was afraid to join a breakout group. I didn't want to join a breakout group. I was going to leave during the breakout groups, but I did it. And I feel so good. And I'm so grateful that I did. And isn't it so amazing that, like, I think what we all really want is to connect. I'm going to just mute somebody. Crystal, I'm going to bring you back, but I'm going to mute you because I'm getting a little feedback from you. So the thing that I think we all want is to connect and be heard and to love. And like Koya said, be loved. But then when we get the opportunity, sometimes we're like, no, I'm better off in this box by myself. You know, like, no, I don't want to talk to new people. And then you guys see how magical and beautiful it is when we all connect. So I, one thing as related to Koya, what you said to Tiffany is around the idea of not being able to find the right thing or not being able to decipher. One of my mentors said this to me years ago, and it changed the game for me. It literally changed the whole conversation for me. She said, honey, you don't have to choose. You can do it all. You just can't do it all at the same time. So just pick something to start with first. That's it. Just pick something to start with first, because this idea that we have to choose, and which one is it going to be? And if I choose this one, then I can't do these ones. Like, it makes us get stuck. And so just to go, I actually can do all of these things. I just have to start with one first. And then like Koya said, it rises up to the top. So this is so, so beautiful. Okay, so the next person that I had that was unmuted was Tiffany, and then we're gonna go to Crystal. So Tiffany, go ahead and speak. Tiffany, you already talked. Yes, okay, never mind. I see your picture here. So Crystal, if you can, I'm gonna unmute you now. Thank you, Tiffany, for sharing. Crystal, where are you calling in from, girl?
Hi, so the one thing I wanna share about my experience in the breakout castle, is just the power, like you said, of connecting, right? You have all these ideas in your head, these worries, these fears, and then when you say it out loud and you stay in a safe space and feeling validated, that person maybe is going through the same thing as you.
Crystal, can you bring your phone a little closer, or whatever your audio is on, can you bring it a little closer to your face? Yeah, perfect. Yeah. That's much better. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So just getting that rapport back and that echoing back, and it just reminded me the power of community, the power of just being in these energizing spaces, because sometimes when you're by yourself and in your purpose and in your fear, you feel paralyzed by it. So it's always nice to see amazing faces and being connected with people to inspire you so you can hype each other up. So that's all I'm going to say.
Love it. Love a good hype up. Love a good hype up. Thank you, Crystal. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Coming in from New York, and we're sending you so much love there. Thank you. We have time for one more share. Does anybody else want to share? Unmute yourself if you'd like to share with the group. Don't be shy.
I'd like to share. Can you hear me?
Oh, yep. And then I saw Jasmine also wanted to share. So you guys will both share. We'll get both of you. So Alafia, did I say your name right?
Yes, you did.
Perfect. Yes. Okay. What you got, girl? Where are you from, first of all? Where are you calling in from?
San Diego.
There we go. All right.
My fear was being misunderstood. I definitely know that I have the gift of instilling in other people their power back, like reminding them of who they are, what their purpose is, and to just go for it, to just do their thing. However, I feel like when I'm speaking or sharing that people aren't processing what I'm saying the way that I intended to. So it'll either stifle me and make me just be like, okay, I'm just gonna be quiet, or it'll cause me to ramble, to begin rambling. So in order for me to balance that out and try to work through that, I just started my podcast. I just started it, and I just have faith that whoever is supposed to receive my messages will receive them, and whoever shouldn't, it'll go over their head. But that's not a me thing. That's, you know, a personal thing.
Yes, and I've seen your work online. Everybody's asking, what's the name of your podcast? How can we listen? So tell them how to find you.
Horology Podcast. Okay, so you can find me on Instagram at Horology Podcast, Horology Podcast.
You type it in the chat box for us. Cool.
That's it.
Type it in the chat box for us.
I will. I don't have multiple platforms. It's a lot for me, but.
Yeah, so I've seen your stuff on Instagram, and you're so empowering and so beautiful. And I love you for sharing your fears, even being such an empowering, beautiful, magical woman that you are. So thank you, Alafia.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I had the pleasure of being in the group with your mom. She's amazing. Oh, so thank you.
You're with my mom. Yay. So cool. Thank you. Hey, mom. I love you.
I love you too. So, you're amazing, Alafia. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, mom. So, okay. The other person, Jasma. Did I get your name right? I'm unmuting you. You'll be our last group share. What would you like to share with us? And where are you coming in from today?
I'm in Houston right now, originally from Louisiana, but I'm in Houston.
Right now. Texas, baby. Houston, Texas, baby. Okay.
I just wanted to share what I shared with my group, my fear of stepping into my purpose. And it's just that I feel that if I step into my purpose, I'll become confident, way more outspoken. I'll be able to speak up for myself, which is really the opposite of who I am right now. And my fear, even if this sounds silly, is that that will be a powerful woman, and I am afraid of that power, if that makes sense. I'm afraid to be like a powerful woman.
Koya, I'm giving this to you, baby. I saw you started doing this. Yeah.
Sis, well, welcome to the club.
because it is what we fear the most. That's where our power lies. Mm. Your power lies in what you fear the most, because you wouldn't be fearing it if it wasn't for you to address. It wouldn't be bothering you if it wasn't something you needed to breathe some love into. So that fear of being powerful, and I get it, because I fear my power all the time because I got a lot of energy. I had also the same fear of being misunderstood. But you have to understand, some of the most brilliant people in the world were misunderstood. They were laughed at. They were scorned. They were joked. Because when you have this insight that comes from the divine, you can't explain it to anyone because they haven't experienced it yet. So you stepping into your power and speaking your own unique truth, which we all have, your own unique gifts and talents belong to no one else. People can inspire you. Justin and I can inspire you, but our paths are uniquely different and beautiful, and that's why we make up this beautiful world. So it's about you taking the inspiration, which means in spirit, and following your own soul's guidance, taking the vibration, the energy that we're giving you, and cultivating that alignment with your own spirit. So step all the way into that power and breathe into it, because the world needs you, especially right now. For all those people suffering, for all those people in the pain, the world needs us who have energy and who are strong and healthy to rise up and step into our power.
Preach, girl. Rise up. Preach, girl. Everybody was saying, Alafia said it here. Preach, Koya. Samsy said, yes, yes, yes. And I'm so glad Samsy was able to connect. Absolutely. Yes, Koya, thank you for that. And, you know, Koya, I would love it if you wouldn't mind, you know, we talk so much about, we all have fears of talking about, you know, as we lean into this passive income thing, just as we close, and we might go just a couple minutes over, I promise I won't keep you guys long, maybe just like 2 or 3 minutes over. Stepping into this passive streams of income piece, I know that you said that you had a lot of fear stepping into that. So can you talk a little bit about what your fear was as it relates to passive streams of income?
Absolutely. Well, most of you know, if you don't know already, like I teach health and wellness, mental, spiritual, and physical health and wellness. I have an online yoga school. I pivoted my school from in-person. We're going to be in-person in July. So I put it online and it's been amazing teaching online and connecting with them every day. And I have another passion of essential oils. I love essential oils. I love how they smell. I love all the ways that I can use them to make eco-friendly products for my house. And I know with all the toxins and all the things we're exposed to every day, that I had this burning desire to share it with my community. But I got scared that I would be judged. Oh, she's doing that doTERRA thing, you know? And I've been using the oils for over 10 years, benefiting from them. And one time before, when I thought about doing it before, the person that I was with, I just wasn't sure if it was in alignment. And then I was like, you know what? Let me breathe into it. I just need the right person or the right group of people to be with, you know, because sometimes when you're stepping into your purpose, you need support. And I talk about it in my book, which, by the way, I'll go ahead and reveal, everyone's going to get a free digital copy of my book for showing up for yourself, for showing up for Justin, for showing up for me, because we can do this together. So I'm going to give everyone a free digital copy of my book. Justin's going to send you the link. And in that, I talk about your A-team. You need a community to support you, because you're going to hear naysayers. You're going to hear people online that's going to judge and shame and guilt. But I was like, you know what? I know this is going to help people live healthier. I'm going to do a DIY. I do a DIY every Monday now, teaching people how to make.
What's DIY stand for, Koya, for everybody who doesn't know that?
Do it yourself. Do it yourself. So I have a DIY workshop. Free, absolutely free DIY workshop showing people how to make their own non-toxic ingredients at home, their own skincare, their own body care, everything just for themselves. And If they do it, great. If they want to buy it, fine. But I just want to empower people at this time. We even grow vegetables at home. I just feel like I'm in a place of empowerment. So I was first really nervous and I just made a post about it. First, I was kind of doing it on my own and building my team and making an abundance with this passive stream of income that I was scared of because I was scared I was going to get judged. But I'm like, but I love it and I'm not going to stop loving it. And I researched different ones. Like I researched doTERRA and EO and now, and I used all these different oils. And I got passionate about this one company because of how it co-packs and how it really pours into other countries, how it pours into the countries to where these things are harvested, these essential oils that are life-giving. And not only am I plant-based and believe the food that we need to go on the inside will strengthen us, it's also the products. So I was like, you know what? Let me just, even though I'm scared, let me just post. And I did get some positive and not so positive feedback, but it felt good that I went with my knees knocking and I went shaking. And I knew inside though, this might not be for everyone, but it is for me. And I love it. And I found people like Justin. I was like, and when I was deciding, like, who have I seen that I know that loves essential oils as much as I do? And I thought about Justin because every time I go over his house, he has like all these essential oils and he's like rubbing them on me and everything. And then I was like, Justin, do you happen to sell this essential oils? He's like, yeah, honey, I'll hook you up, you know? And he hooked me up. And I was just like, now I'm with a team that has the same heart of eye of teaching and education. It's not just about the money that comes, and I'm happy about that because I need that abundance to keep my team that I was talking about earlier. I need every passive stream of income that I'm passionate about. So again, it's not about one thing or the other. It's about doing all those things, and the things that are in alignment will come to the top. So since I started and being unapologetic about it and teaching it, it has risen to the top. Like, I'm here. And I'm here for you. And so now it's been an amazing passive stream of income and it's continually growing and growing every day. And so I'm offering it to everyone, you know, and it's not even about everyone being on my team. Maybe someone just wants a discount. Maybe someone wants to come to the free DIY. And so I have it in a way where it's open and it's about education and sharing the passion for essential oils. And then if there is a meant to be abundance to come your way because of it, it will come. Because you're putting your energy towards it. So no matter what it is you're doing, whether it's essential oils, whether it's, you know, painting, whether it's teaching or education, and that's something everyone can educate. Everyone can teach someone else like what they're doing. So whatever it is, just put some energy into it. Just like with just a little bit of energy and see, is this going to be what rises to the top for me? So
and it'll be so natural for you. So Koya, I already know that people are asking because now you've put it all out the bag that we're all essential oil heads. So for and I will be totally honest with you guys, it is a fantastic, beautiful, passive-ish. The word passive is very deceiving for people, but it's more passive than other things, you know, stream of income that I love. And again, just sharing what I love. So Koya, for anybody who wants to join you or come to the DIY or get more information on potentially joining your team or doing anything with essential oils as a passive stream of income, what do they do to best get in touch with you?
Just email me, koya@koyaweb.com, K-O-Y-A-W-E-B-B, Justin's typing it. And, you know, there's three ways. You can just come on and I'll send you a link to my site and you can just check the oils out. If you've never done essential oils before, you might just want to check them out and experience and come to the DIY. So I'll send you, once you let me know you're interested, I'll send you that. I'll send you a link to the DIY on Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific. So you can come and just see how as a community, we talk about wellness. We make a new thing every week. So today was a brown sugar body scrub. Last week, it was a yoga mat spray. The week before, it was something. So we make something different every day, every Monday. And then if you love the oils, you know you love them, but you want a discount, I can set you up with a wholesale account. And if you know you love them, you've been using them, and you want to join my team, then all you have to do is let me know that, and I'll get you signed up right away. just email me, koya@koyaweb.com. But, and yeah, and I love it. Again, my thing is about the education of the oils, the use of them. And also what I love about doTERRA is that you can ingest them. So I made some pasta the other day and put the oregano oil in my pasta sauce.
Putting the cilantro in your pot. It's so bomb. If you make like a Southwestern pasta, it's so good. Anyway, we won't geek out on essential oils here. But I think, you know, I wanted to tell you guys that the passive streams of income part of this, the connection that I want to make for you here is there's really two ways, you know, that we're asking you guys to start thinking about your purpose. And the reason why we're not giving you a list of, you know, passive streams of income ideas is because you can Google that, like literally, and every article will come up. But what we want to inspire in you more is in this time of reorganization and reprioritization, of first starting to acknowledge and identify, what am I passionate about? What lights me up? Which is the same question. What do I like to do for fun? What makes me feel like I have a sense of play? And then as you lean into that, start to explore and understand what kind of passive streams of income align in that flow. Because the last thing we want you guys to do is start doing all these passive streams of income of more shit that you don't care about. Right? That's not what we want. It needs to be stuff that you actually care about and that you feel in alignment with. And then obviously in tandem with that, waking up the passion and purpose inside of you. And what I know for every single person who is here is that if you are here right now on this call, for those of you guys who are on the East Coast at 9:34 PM, okay? And those 10:34 PM on the East Coast. And those of you guys who are here on the West Coast at 7:30, you're serious about this. You care. You are serious about making a change for your life and for your family and for your community and for your future and yourself. And one of the things that I love that our sister Layla Saad says, who's going to be our guest on Thursday, who I love so much, is that one of our jobs on this planet right now is to be a good ancestor. We've been paid for. And for most of us, our ancestors didn't have the opportunity think about mental health or manifesting or life purpose. They had to sacrifice their passion and sacrifice their purpose to create the possibility for change for the future generation. And we are that generation. And so now it's our turn. What are we going to do? How are we going to step forward? How can we be a good ancestor now to set ourselves up, not just to enjoy the abundance that is this life, but to leave the next generation something to be excited about. So I love you. I thank you. I honor you. I will email all of you guys tomorrow morning with the link. You know what? I'll just do it tonight. I'll just do it tonight. When we hang up, I'll email all of you guys with the link to Koya's book. I'll also put her email address in there. It's koya@koyaweb.com for people who are interested in essential oils. And tomorrow's session, please remember, tomorrow's session is with Sheila Marie, and we're talking about rebellious authenticity and figuring out what your next new normal is. So it's going to really take this conversation and put it into incredible sense of action. And tomorrow's is at 5 p.m. Pacific time, okay, which is 5, 6, 7, 8 p.m. Eastern time, and then wherever you are in the middle of there. So I love you guys. I thank you. I honor you. And as we close, this is the last thing that I would like to do. I would love for everyone to write in the chat box something that you want to send to Koya, some good wishes, a thank you, anything like that, that we're going to just bless Koya with love and gratitude for her donating her time to be here with us today. She's been up teaching since 4 a.m. Pacific time today, and she's here with us doing this now. So Koya, I hope you're reading the shower of love that's coming at you. Peace, love, joy. Good luck. God bless. Gratitude. Thank you. Blessings. You are amazing.
Aw, thank you so much. Aww. Thank you all so much. Your responses and the fact that you're still here, because this was a long session. There's so many other things you can be doing with your time. And the fact that you just held space and you were able to not only listen to Justin and I, but also listen to people in your breakout room. We are the ones that we've been waiting for. And so just keep pouring into yourself, keep pouring into your community, keep showing up. And thank you for the person who just said, Koya, you are enough. Thank you. That's what I had to tell myself. I am enough. Every day I wake up, if I'm just breathing for myself or thousands of other people around the world, it is enough. And you all are enough. No matter what you do, no matter what you don't do, the fact that you're here breathing, you're in perfect balance with nature because you're breathing in oxygen and you're breathing out carbon dioxide. So you're in perfect balance.
We love you. And the last thing that I like to do at the end of every session is this will take 30 seconds. Close your eyes, hands over the heart. Breath in, breath out. And I want you to just think of one golden nugget, one thing that you want to make sure you take away with you from this session. Just one thing. It can be anything. What is one thing you want to make sure you remember from today? It takes about 45 seconds for that to commit into our long-term memory. So just thinking about it for a few moments. The one thing that you want to commit to remembering from this session today. And take a deep breath in and a deep breath out.
Wow, 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 wow. You know, it brought me so much joy going through this journey with everyone on this Woke Lab call and with Koya as we all took steps, and now you've taken your steps towards demystifying and focusing in on the clarity that allows us to maneuver into that place, to that sweet spot, that spot of purpose. And once you lean into that, you begin to discover the ways in which you can make it all work for you. You know, I can say this, and I know everybody can feel me right now, especially in this moment, is we could all use some more money, a little more money, right? And a lot of us right now feel this knowing that with a little more financial security and stability, that our lives can bloom and blossom in a whole new way. I know many people are craving that right now. And it is my hope that you are able and inspired to take yourself to task and hopefully begin to unearth the path to learning what your purpose is and learning how to make it work for you, for you. And I want you to remember that no one is saying, please get this takeaway, that no one is saying that you need to drop everything, you know, and start and break up your whole life and blow everything up and then just only live your purpose. But what we want you to do, most importantly, is how to make purpose a part of your active life so that you can live more purposefully every day, every week, more fully and more inspired than you were before. This is the revolution we need, my brothers and sisters, of experiencing purpose and joy. Because as we said, we're the first generation really with a chance to do it. So let's make it happen. That's the part that brings me the most joy. And that kind of joy, when you're really living in the God-given or universe-given or spirit-given or however you want to say it, given gift that is your life and calling that is your life, that's when the joy sticks to your bones. So I pray for that for all of you. And I hope this episode helped a ton. If you want to check out some of our other Woke Lab episodes or potentially join in on a Woke Lab live with us in the future, there's going to be more of them happening. Just go to justinmichaelwilliams.com/thewokelab. That's justinmichaelwilliams.com/thewokelab. And you can get on the wait list for our next live session where we have a live Zoom studio audience and you get your chance to be in community, connect with one another, and ask questions and be in conversation with some of the world's greatest thought leaders who I am so honored and privileged to welcome here on this podcast and into the Woke Lab. I love you. I thank you. I honor you. This has been Justin Michael Williams, and I will talk to you on the next episode. Bye for now.